You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Wire.
Sitting on the beach watching transnational criminal scum neoliberal filth.
Welcome back to The Wire, and that was I Don't Want to Be Your Dog by Miss June. And what have you got, Ollie?
Well, I've noticed recently that Whittaker's has recently made the decision to change certifications from Fair Trade to the Rainforest Alliance. I spoke with Jeff White, the CEO of Trade Aid, on this recent change and began by asking him, why should consumers be concerned?
I think we all need to be concerned about it, because at a time when we're looking around the world and realising that the economic structures that we got in place at the moment aren't working, we've got some rather large corporations like Whittaker's who are adopting policies that actually move further away from an equitable world. So what we have is instead of having farmers involved in certification systems like Fair Trade, they're moving to certification systems where there's no farmer involvement, and that voice from the farmer is lost. And I think the whole world's poorer for those sort of angle that these companies are taking.
What is the major difference between Fair Trade and the Rainforest Alliance?
I think on the surface level, the main difference is no minimum price for the product. So Fair Trade certification carries a minimum price. And the second one is the ownership model. So in the Fair Trade certification system, the farmers have an ownership stake in the certification system. So their voice is heard and they get to determine the way the certification system works. With other systems like Rainforest Alliance, which Whittaker's are moving to, that voice of the farmer is lost.
Now, Whittaker's is definitely not the first company to do something like this. What other corporations, especially in New Zealand, have we seen do similar things?
Well, probably the largest one that's just moved there is Nestle with their KitKat. So that would have the biggest effect because they were the largest buyer of cocoa products in the world for their, obviously, their fair trade cocoa products with their KitKat range. And they've also just gone to Rainforest Alliance as well. So it's a move to make it easier for corporates to operate. And in our opinion, Trade Aid's opinion, it's a lower standard that they're going to.
Do we see consumer power coming into force with this? Customers, are they willingly buying other products knowing that they're, I guess, got better certifications? Have we seen a decline in sales for companies that have changed their certifications?
No, I don't believe we have. In a small way, we have with those who are well-informed, but most consumers aren't informed. It's extremely difficult for consumers to be able to understand the difference between certification systems. And certainly in these sort of cases, what we find is that as these large companies move to a lesser certification system, they actually have bigger marketing budgets. And so Rainforest Alliance is able to really promote itself much more than Fair Trade can as a credible system. So it's incredibly difficult for consumers to be able to do this without going further into it. And I don't know what the answer is there, but really it's about, really at the end of the day, I think it's going to be about consumers or organisations like ours putting their hands up and speaking up against it.
Do you think we could see our retailers step up, maybe by providing information, even just having a poster in store about what certifications mean what?
Yeah, there's about in Europe, there's about 10 certification systems now all claiming to have an element of fair trade, of looking after the people, but only one of them has the minimum price. So I think that basic understanding of each of them is important. Whether retailers want to take that on, I'm not so sure. If we look at food products, most food are sold in supermarkets, and supermarkets either don't have the space or probably don't want to have the space to engage in this type of information that they're putting out. So it's particularly difficult. But I believe the consumer is moving towards a more ethical stance on the products they produce. So somehow we've got to find a way to get this information in front of them.
I was reading about the US trade, I believe, and they said maybe the word ethical has lost its meaning. Is that true at all?
Well, I think so, yes. I think most words are losing their meaning because they get corrupted and they get used incorrectly. And as soon as there's a movement by consumers towards a certain angle or they're taking a certain stance, those words tend to get corrupted. We've seen it, you know, with eggs. Free range means a lot of different things to a lot of different companies and a lot of different egg farmers. So I think it's, in New Zealand, the word organic now is going to be legislated by the government. So that's about to go through Parliament. So that's a good first stance on it. And I think some of these other words, like ethical, like fair trade, should also go down the same path so that we actually have a common definition for what they mean.
What can we, the consumer, do to ensure the highest standards are being met by these companies? How much power does consumer have?
Well, ultimately, the consumer has all the power, but it's probably not possible to expect a consumer to understand everything about every certification system across all the products. But I think if a consumer, if you are going to make a stance on a particular area, then you need to understand that area. So if you want to look at, for instance, clothing and where it's made is important to you, then understand it fully. If food and where your food comes from is important to you, then I think you need to understand it fully. Otherwise, the stance you think you're taking is probably not really happening, and you're not having an effect in that area the way you think you are.
Kei te whakarongo koe ki te wire, marunga irirangi pō.
The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.